Hey, Brett, it's Matt.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
Not bad. What's going on with you?
Oh, just jamming.
Already, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I spent a lot of time in Kingston, and
okay.
I went to school there at St. Lawrence for music and digital media.
Yep.
When my buddy messaged me on Snapchat, he says, oh, man, I got these people coming in, like, renting, like, $50,000 a gear or whatever.
Yeah.
And I go, I wonder if that's the Suns.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was Brett.
Was it?
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
So but, this is when?
This must have been a week ago or so. Did you guys have a show in Perth as well?
Oh, no, we didn't.
So maybe it was somebody else.
Yeah, it might have been the Bluestones. They're half a Kingston band too. Like, not half. One of them's in Windsor and one of them's here in town. So they might have been, you know, running operations out of Kingston more. They had a show here 2 weeks ago at the McKinnon Farm too. So that's, yeah, it's another
okay.
possibility. Or the Wilderness. I don't know if you know who they are. But
Yeah, I went to school with a few of them. Very briefly,
cool.
though. Not for too long, but it's funny how things kind of go full circle, eh?
Oh, especially in this town. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, like, I ran into so many people. Like, I don't know if you know Don Norman. He would go to the Long McQuaid a lot.
I wouldn't know him, and maybe to see him, but I don't know
yeah.
him. Does not ring a bell.
Okay, yeah, I just, like, ran into him. He had a Rhodes hat on. I'm like, okay, who is this guy? You know? Turns out he was in some, like, Juno band, like, way back when.
Oh, yeah?
It's funny. Yeah, the people in that city are, you never know who you run into, like you said, yeah.
And you're bound to run into, you know, four or five of them a day.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I had yesterday just interviewed Matt Mays as well, so you'll be playing with him coming up on the 2nd, right?
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. I love Matt Mays. He's one of my favorite artists of all time in Canadian history.
We were going through, and he said you met up with him, you chatted for a little bit. He's going on your tour, right?
We're not really set. Like, which one are you talking about?
The Unfinished Business Tour. Is that, I'm just looking at your website, that's all.
Yeah, actually, I don't even know. I hope so. I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, with whatever's going on, right? I mean,
yeah.
How was the
yeah.
pandemic for you guys is kind of the blanket question for everybody.
It's been a lot of things. I mean, it's been a little confusing because we haven't been working, you know. We haven't been able to go play shows, which is super confusing as a live band that makes their money off, you know, off the back of touring. It's been hard. It's been a nice little break, though, too. I mean, 2 years is way too long of a break. But by the time that the pandemic hit, like, we were unbelievably tired. I can't even explain, like, what the mood was like in the band. It was not a very good place to be.
Yeah.
That was, you know, I hate to call it a blessing in disguise. You know, it at least gave us some time to, like, it was a forced reset because we would have never made that decision ourselves.
Yeah, to, like, that, think and recharge and then move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. We were too busy. Just, you know, we were wrapped up trying to stay on the grind. So,
I mean, the thing that everybody talks about is that you guys opened up for the Stones. That was at, was that the K-Rock?
No, it was Burroughs Creek.
Okay.
In Barrie.
Ah.
And then we did one also in France.
Right. I mean, we're here to talk about Rock on the River, but have you guys been up to Timmins yet? I can't quite remember if I've seen you guys up here.
I don't think we've been. I'm trying to think if we've been to Timmins. I know we've been in the area, like, a bunch, but I can't remember. Would have been, like, a few years ago, maybe, like, 4 years ago if we were. But I don't necessarily think it was Timmins. We played a few shows up north. They kind of, back then, those dates all blur together for me, though, so.
Yeah, yeah. It's all a bunch of snow and everything like that, and it's snowing
well,
right now, dude, so get
yeah.
ready on
it. Is it really?
No, it's not snowing.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm not going to scare you like that.
Oh, I wouldn't care, man. I'm just happy to... I play in the hail. I play in the hail next weekend.
Yeah, yeah, if it didn't electrocute you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Yeah, like, I was telling Matt, and maybe I'll ask you as well, are you a fan of Putin?
What's that?
Are you a fan of Putin, or as you say
oh,
down
yeah.
there, poutine?
Yeah, huge fan.
Okay,
yeah.
So I asked Matt. He said he just wants it straight up, fries, gravy, but he adds ketchup to it.
Oof. Whoa. God, I got to talk to him about that.
Yeah, next time you see him, tell him, like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, that's but, screwed up.
Yeah. He was asking me, okay, well, where's a good place to go when I'm up there? And everywhere's good up here. And I can't
yeah.
really tell you one business, right? Because this is, you know... This is
well, there's
going
a relatively large French population, right?
Yes, yeah.
Not?
You're absolutely
yeah.
correct, yeah.
I'm not much into the poutine as much anymore because I don't spend as much time at 3 in the morning downtown at the bars, so it's hard to to justify, you know, a 5 o'clock poutine.
It is a staple beer food, right?
Yeah.
When you come up here, make sure you grab some poutine.
Yeah.
That is the number one thing you want to do. Do you know of Arkells and July Talk? Is this going to be one of the first times you're playing with them, or I mean?
Oh no, I've known of them for a long time. I listened to the Arkells when I was in high school, which is funny.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of their band since, you know, God knows when. So I love a lot of the July Talk stuff too. So that it's not going to be the first time I'm seeing either of them. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, or playing with them, right?
Yeah, well, they're the night before, right? So a lot of times those artists don't really stick around after that. They want to get home, but...
Well, I think you guys are playing a show before that, and then even like a couple weeks after, I think.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking to the wrong guy if you're harping on scheduling.
Yeah, hey, man, I kind of figured, but I'd mention it anyways. As of now, I'm speaking to you, what is it, the 20th? Yeah, I forget dates all the time, so... Yeah, like I'm looking at the formation of like with the band and whatnot. And when I was in Kingston, it was from about 2010 until 2016 or so. Mm-hmm. So as I had left to, you know, do broadcasting and whatnot, I start hearing about you guys.
Yeah.
I start hearing about more and more things you're doing. I'm like, man, where the hell was I? You know, like, because you guys were really picking steam up and I know you still are. But yeah, to have the pandemic kind of like cut things off. Must have been a huge bummer.
Well, the funny thing about that, too, is back then we were, you know, we played a lot of, like, the local, you know, towny watering hole bars. So,
the mansion,
like, for a student, it wasn't necessarily, like, a very accessible thing. Like, we're playing a lot to our cousins, you know, our uncles and our aunts and our best friends, and it was basically just a huge party. But, yeah, I could totally understand how nobody would know, really, back then. And to be honest, I don't think the quality of the shows were... that good anyways.
They never are. They never are, yeah. My one buddy is in Spenny's band, and he says, yeah, like, we get pretty nuts.
Well, there's, you know, it's a fun time, but I remember back in those days, like, we weren't very professional, but that's all right. And well, as far as, like, the cutting off the steam, the pandemic, I mean, everybody's in the same place. I never thought for once that our career would just be on a linear progression. If you want to do this for your whole life, I mean, it can't be exactly about how much momentum you're picking up at this point in time or, you know, where the chips are stacked or whatnot, like, you know, it's got to be about longevity and a love for the game. I mean, you look at some of the greatest artists of all time, they've disappeared for two decades sometimes. So it's not really, I mean, it's obviously hard if you can't play. But as far as, like, you know, picking up steam and recognition and whatever, it is what it is, man. It's the whole world stopped for a minute, so.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, now you're back on track, starting to get some tours in again. I feel you, yeah, when you said, you know, like, yeah, the tension in the band really starts to rise, right? I had been on tour for a little while, and I went out east, and, man, that's kind of why I stopped.
Yeah. It's
like, dude, living in a van with four other guys, I don't know how big your van is, but, man, ours was small. We had an N64, though, with Mario Kart hooked up to it.
Yeah.
You get real road sick real fast.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. And I mean, the thing about us is it wasn't like a single tour. It was just, you know, you get home for 2 weeks, you get reset, and then you go out for 40, 50 more days. And you do that for 5 years. I mean, by the end of that, it's not very easy to have a lot of perspective on, I guess, everyday life and, you know, who you are as a human other than, you know, a performer.
Yeah.
So, we did a good job, and everybody's, you know, still loves each other, and we still like to see each other. So I think we made it out all right. And I'm not that I regret anything, but yeah, it was nice to reset.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you haven't made it out. You're still in it, right? So you're still going.
Yeah.
That's the best thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to cut. I don't want to, you know, go on for too long. I did want to bring up, though. And my boss actually brought this up. He was looking at your Wikipedia page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see your current members. You know, it's funny. I used to see Chris Koster when he used to play back then. And when I heard he got in the band, I was like, oh shit, wait.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everybody plays guitar. Except for Adam, right?
Yeah.
There's nobody listed as playing bass.
On the wiki?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Man.
Well, we don't update that, so.
Is that just the fans update that, right?
Yeah. I've never really, I've never ever looked at a wiki on us before. I might have maybe 3 or 4 years ago, but yeah. I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah. Jeez, man. At some point, you just get to that point, right? I mean, I think once you get a Wikipedia page, you're done.
Like, yeah, it's over.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Brett. Well, it was awesome to speak to you. I'll try to cut it off a little short, but I will say next time you go into Kingston, I don't even know if you're there right now.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
Yeah.
You go into Long and McQuaid. Adam's there. Do you know Adam? You probably don't, but
yeah. No, I would know him to see him.
Yeah.
I'm not a constant there, but I'm there now.
Okay, yeah. Well, tell him you talk to me or something like that. Or I'll tell him that I talk to you, okay? And then we'll see if we get some sort of mutual thing going on.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, when you're up here, I'll be over by the tent and I don't know if I'm getting media passes. I might, but yeah.
Okay.
I'll wave to you.
Well, we'll be there.
All right, man.
There'll be a couple of beers on ice if you want them. So
hell yeah,
thanks a lot, man.
Well, thanks, man. And yeah, grab some poutine while you're up here.
I will.
All right, Brett.
Thanks so much.